Carlita, you wanna go with me to Mexico? Come on, I'm Carlito.
Me, wanna you, wanna everybody, wanna go, go, go.
Me, wanna you, wanna everybody, wanna go.
Walking very far, very tired. Have no rest and no see esta mañana. I come to you in my sombrero, I'm my Tex-Mex hero. Señorita, say caramba, now is fiesta time. Señorita, say caramba, now is fiesta time.
Hey!
Wanna go, go, go.
Who's the boy, wanna be amigo?
Calito, Calito.
Who's the boy, I'll never let go?
Calito, Calito.
Who's the boy, come and dance amigo?
Calito, Calito, Calito.
Who's the boy, take a chance on me now? We want you so.
We want you, wanna go to Mexico, make it a potato.
Oh-ho.
I can sing and I can dance, I'm very nice and hot and spicy. The looks and I can cook a taco. Very famous gringo, hear me blingo on my guitar. Señorita, si caramba, now is fiesta time.
Wanna
go, go, go.
Okay, I guess bacon is gone now. Anyway, hello everybody, this is McDougal with your weekly stream. So tonight I thought I'd do something a little different. I don't know if this will work. This is either going to be a complete shit show or it'll be fun, but I thought it might be a cool experiment to try, so we'll see. Essentially, what I'm doing tonight is hosting a call-in talk show like a traditional radio station would. So the way this is going to work, and I know that I'm about to get a million, like, are you fucking kidding me for using Discord? I made a throwaway Discord account. It's in the thread. It's DJ McDougal number 8286. Friend that account and call in. And we can all just talk about shit. The reason I use Discord is for two reasons. One, I just don't have experience with Mumble. I would be using Mumble, but I'm not that good at it. I'll figure it out for next time if this goes over well. And the other reason was that it made it really easy for me to figure out the audio routing logic, because I had to make sure that the Discord audio wasn't interfering with my mic audio and that nothing was feeding back on itself. But I'll figure that out on Mumble next time. But anyway, so call in on Discord and we'll chat about shit, and we can just do like a radio talk show thing. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Feel free to pick my brain about whatever, and hopefully it's a good time. And like I said, you know, if this doesn't go over well and everyone thinks it's fucking stupid and we're not having a good time, I'll switch over to playing music, or I'll give the stream over back to Bacon for shitposting But anyway, I hope everyone enjoys it. So right now, I'm just going to mull about and wait for the first call to come in. Someone in the thread is saying, this is a horrible idea. Yes, you are probably right. But you know what? It's worth a shot. Even if it's a complete shit show, at least we can say we tried. Someone's mentioning Google Voice. I haven't used Google Voice ever. Okay, first call is coming in from Kaloth. Kaloth, can you hear me? Oh, you know what? When you're chatting with me, don't listen into the stream, because I think on your end that'll probably create some kind of feedback loop. I'm using push to talk. Please just do that. Actually, wait a minute. Am I? Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Here's hoping. Can everybody on stream hear the guy I'm talking to say something?
Hello, Maguka. Are you there?
Can you guys hear this? You may want to turn up your mic just a little bit.
All right. Hello, Maguka. This is your weekly Guka.
Perfect. All right. Sounds great. Now, what do you want to chat about?
I'm so sorry. I was thinking about, we could talk about hyperdimension Neptunia.
That's a topic I am always hyped to talk about. But what, okay, so what about? What about Nep?
So I own the first one, and I've only played about 2 hours worth of it. And I thought it was pretty boring, honestly.
Oh, shit. Now, okay, so here's a good question. Do you think it's boring because you don't like the character writing, or do you think that the mechanics are boring?
I think it's more of just the mechanics being boring. Like, I've played a lot of JRPGs, but I don't know. It just didn't feel as lived up to the hype as I thought it would.
You know, I feel like I kind of have to agree with you. I mean, from a standpoint of somebody who's played a ton of JRPGs, I'm sure it's nothing really special. I actually don't have a ton of JRPG experience. So, I mean, I've played a few here and there, but, you know, I never was, like, a huge JRPG guy. So, for me, it was novel. I really enjoyed the turn-based combat. But, I mean, I guess that's fucking every JRPG, right? One thing I will say about Nep's combat, and I guess you wouldn't, if you're only in the first game, you wouldn't have seen this yet. I do really appreciate the way that they try to tweak the formula with every Nep game and make it a little different. Like, every game feels like the EXE drive moves work a different way, and, like, the team composition works a different way. Like, in RB1, you only have a 3-man team, and in all the games after that, you have a 4-man team. But yeah, you know, I mean, I can't recommend Neptunia to somebody as, like, a JRPG with some, like, crazy, amazing mechanics. I think it's more about the character art and the character writing. I think we all know that, like, 80% of the budget of any Idea Factory game goes into the fucking character art. So,
yeah, just a lot of, well, like, see, I don't really mind the mechanic of it. It just felt boring, because, a lot of the time, you're moving around, you know? Like, well, this is from my experience from the first game. It felt like you're moving around more and trying to maneuver around your enemies instead of using your abilities, it felt like, or your just auto attacks. And I don't know, it just felt really grindy too with all the quests that you have to do. But like that's pretty much every JRPG, I feel like. Well, not every, but for the most part, most of them.
Well, the first game's actually notorious for requiring a grind in the early game, because there's this fight you have with Blackheart, and it's like, for whatever reason, scaled insanely high against everything you've done before. So much so that there's like an image floating around out there of, like, Noir as a skeleton screaming at you to use buffs. But, I mean, I see where you're coming from. I definitely had to do my fair share of grinding in the early Nep games. But I feel like at the same time, if you hate grinding, maybe JRPGs are not necessarily for you. But again, you know, I don't really have the depth of experience to not talk out of my ass on that one.
True.
Do you like the writing?
It seemed fine. Like, it seemed like your typical JRPG thing, just kind of not really generic, but like the amount of generic, just like the twist on it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like their whole gimmick, it felt fine. Like, I don't think it was anything outstanding. I mean, I thought it was just normal, but it was enjoyable. Like, of course, I still like a lot of the point of it. Like, that's great.
Who doesn't? Yeah. Nep has amazing ludes.
Yeah. And then, let's see, what else? I really love the character songs. That's really the main appeal for me, I think, is a lot of the character songs that are... Sagashite?
Neptune Sagashite?
Yeah, Sagashite. I like a lot of their songs there, too. But otherwise, it feels kind of... just kind of normal. But I guess it seems like that kind of game that if you got into it early, it has a really big cult following. Like, maybe similar to, like, early Blizzard games, like Warcraft 3 has, like, a cult following if you played that a lot. Like, people just love it. And I feel like that's kind of the same thing for Hyperdimension Neptunia.
You know, actually, hold on one second. I'm gonna very quietly play some background music just to fill the air.